Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Lois J. Wetzel Show, and I'm your host and executive producer, Lois Wetzel. Coming to you live this morning from Houston, Texas at 9 a.m. Central Time. I would like to remind you to register for Blog Talk Radio. It is free, and if you do that, you can rate my show, mark it as a favorite, or get reminders of upcoming shows. My call-in number is 347-945-5309. You can telephone and listen to the show on your phone. You can call us using Skype, or you can listen on your computer. After you call, if you do choose to call, if you want me to open the line and let you speak on the show, if you've got a question, then hit the number one. Otherwise, you can just listen to the show on your phone. I want to tell you that I offer a free email newsletter about metaphysics, spirituality, the coming changes, and all the kinds of things that we talk about here on this show. I've been sending out this free newsletter for about 12 years now, and to sign up for that, you would go to my primary website, hotpinklotus.com. And I do not ever share email addresses with anyone because your privacy is just as important to me as mine is. We have a show scheduled for you today about aromatherapy. It's the very first time I've ever scheduled a show about aromatherapy, and it is with Audrey Gutierrez, who has a Shining Sun Farms and a shop selling her aromatherapy in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And I have not been able to reach her by phone this morning. We're going to try again and see if we can reach her. Otherwise, we're just going to have to wing it. I'm going to play music while I try to reach her on the phone. How's that? Audrey? Hello? Nope, she's not there. I think I may have gotten the answering machine. Well, I guess we're not going to have a conversation today with Audrey about aromatherapy. Let me see. What do we want to talk about today? There's some pretty interesting things coming up. Each year, quite a few people in the spiritual community will celebrate certain dates that have to do with the Gregorian calendar, and this has been going on since about 2003. And this year it's the 10-10-10, and there are a lot of people gathered in different locations to celebrate October 10th, 2010, which is the 10-10-10. And then next year it'll be 11-11-11, and then 12-12-12. And after that, I don't know what they're going to do because there won't be a 13th month, at least not in the Gregorian calendar. So I'm wondering if what's going to happen is what I'm picking up from my guides is supposed to be happening, and that is that we're going to be moving to a 13 calendar system, such as the Mayans and indigenous people still use. But the Mayan calendar had to do with a 13-moon calendar. And so then it would be appropriate, I think, for spiritual groups who've gotten into a habit of celebrating on these multiple number days to begin to celebrate on days important to the Mayan calendar. So what's going to happen is I'm going to get together a group of people to celebrate on the first day of the seventh galactic day in the Mayan calendar, which would be in Gregorian calendar. It would be November the 3rd, 2010. Not sure exactly when, where, and how that's going to happen. But I will know in the next week. I've got some feelers out about where we can do this. And so I'll be getting in touch with everybody in this area, which is Houston area, or anybody who wants to come from a distance can do that as well. It will probably be happening on the beach, barefoot, so we can connect to the earth and to the water and to the sun. So that's in the works. And if anybody has suggestions about that, email me Lois, L-O-I-S, at hotpinklotus.com. Additionally, we will begin to celebrate full moons, new moons, and eclipses and that sort of thing, solstices, because that's a natural way of spirituality, and it's one of the most ancient forms of spirituality on the planet. So I'm going to play some more music and see if I can reach our person we're supposed to interview today.
Oh, Thank you.
We still don't have the person on the line yet who was supposed to be interviewed today, so I think we're going to have a music day. Next, I'm going to be playing John Serry's music called And the Stars Go With You. I was having trouble reading that little bitty type, And the Stars Go With You, John Serry.
Thank you.
Okay, that was "Then the Stars Go With You" by John Serry. And still no caller, so we're going to, or still no interviewee. So what we're going to do is play another song, very different than the last. This is Ottmar Liebert, Nouveau Flamenco. Yes, a German flamenco player, flamenco guitar player. I love this guy. Or I love his music. I don't know the guy. Hang on a second. We're going to play this as soon as the Windows Media Player gets after it. I want to be sure and play that and not somebody else's past life reading or healing session, because that wouldn't be cool. Apparently some of those are in my media list. Here we go, Ottmar Liebert. It's not responding. Well, maybe that's because this is an old CD, but let me try it one more time. Still trying to get Ottmar Liebert to play here. Oh, maybe not. Let's see what's going on with him. Okay, computers are wonderful things, you know, and when we're having sunspots, they just act up in these really unpredictable ways. So, let me see what else we can do by way of music. And we're going to load up a completely different CD here. Call of the Wild by Karunesh. See if we can get that to play. Okay, we're loading it up. Windows Media Player is trying to extract the files. Okay. Nope, doesn't want to play either. Isn't that interesting? I think I may have found one that'll play. No, and you know what? This is just exactly what's been happening with computers lately to a whole lot of people. Okay. Well, you know, there have been a lot of massive sun flares and sunspots and tsunami-sized waves and waves and waves of energy coming off the sun. Here we go. Call of the Mystic, Karunesh.